Folks, you can support the hardest working sports talk show in South Florida through Cash App or Venmo. Just search Cash Big O Show. Support us through Cash App or Venmo. Cash Big O Show. We thank you for your incredible support. Ah, yes. Good morning and welcome aboard on a beautiful hump day. It is a Wednesday. Hope everybody's doing well. Got plenty of things to do today, of course. Got plenty of guests to talk to. And we've got our Inside the Paint program, our Palette Rack City. Inside the Paint program at 10 o'clock. That's why on Wednesdays, you know, the show normally starts at 10 a.m. But on Wednesdays, we go at 9:30 because we kind of warm up the seat for Ira and Clay and get this thing going. And then, you know, we do a little talk here and then leading into the boys, and then we will continue. Alan Pupar is going to join us at 12:30 to talk a little Miami Dolphins with our Sports Grill Miami Dolphins Insider Report. And remember, we will be at Sports Grill this Sunday in Miami Lakes. Get your asses out there, all right? Join us out there. Watch the Dolphins with us. Beat the Bills. Celebrate with us. Pre-game, we'll be doing it right there in front of you. So we'll take your questions also on the post-game show. We'll have an open mic. So in the post-game show, you got a question, you can come up to the table, grab the mic, ask your question. You'll be on the air like everybody else. That's the closest thing that we have to phone calls, actually, is a live mic. You know what I mean? Because I don't think I plan on putting any phone calls to this show. I kind of learned my lesson with Onside on that one, but so we got all of that. And Michelle Kaufman also, she is going to try to squeeze us in. She's got something she's doing. She's doing work this morning. But once her work is done, we might get her sometime in the 11 o'clock hour to talk a little bit about that crazy game last night for Inter Miami that they were able to win. A little luck on their side because there's no doubt that Toronto scored on that goal. I don't know how they couldn't see it or anything like, hey, I'll take it, man. You know, sometimes you got to have a little luck, and the boys have had, you know, a run there. And I was thinking about this, okay? This is crazy shit, all right? Do you realize, well, some of you won't realize this because you don't care about soccer, but you care about the Dolphins, right? You realize that Flo and Phil Neville from Inter Miami, they have something in common. They are brothers, maybe from another mother, but they are absolutely brothers here in sports. They do have a comparison that we can make. In Flo's first year, the Miami Dolphins started 0-7, as you all know. And the first couple games, it was hell, and we were feeling terrible and all that, and I'm trying to preach patience and hang in there. And then things got better, and he never lost a team, and they went 5-4 and beat the Patriots at the end. You remember that, obviously. We've talked about this several times on the show. Well, Phil Neville inherited a dysfunctional group, and they made a couple of changes. They added a couple of players. Their start was horrible. They were at the bottom of the table or standings. For those of you that, you know, if you want to look at our way, American style is standings, their style over all over the world is table. But anyway, so in the standings, they were in the bottom of the standings. Now, after winning a whole bunch of games, I think they've won 3 in a row. They've got points in like 9 of 10 games or something like that. They're in fifth place. They jumped from 9th to 5th last night with that win. And Phil has the same thing that Flo did. He inherited dysfunction. He inherited a terrible team that had no chemistry. They started terrible. They should have tuned his ass out, right? Because that happens all the time. And they didn't tune him out. And he actually kept them, you know, focused and getting better every week and working at it. And look where they're at now. I don't know if they're going to win the MLS Cup or anything like that. I mean, yesterday they had tons of chances. It was a really frustrating game because Inter dominated the first half. It was so entertaining. Some of the best passing they've ever had so far. I know it's only 2 years, but in the 2 years that I've been watching them, that was some of the best passing that I have seen in an Inter uniform, and they just couldn't finish plays. And then they got the break. But I got to tell you, that's the one thing that when I look at the comparisons of the two coaches, okay, that there is similarities there that I gotta give props to Neville, man. He pulled a flow this year. He really did. He has turned that team around. And let me say something. Maybe people should start talking about him being one of the coaches of the year. Not that he'll win it, but he needs to start getting some recognition for what he's doing, because really, I did not see this coming. It's crazy stuff. So, congratulations to Inter Miami picking up that victory on the road yesterday in Toronto. That was mighty sweet. And more than anything, congratulations to Phil Neville, man. Holy crap, man. That guy has coached his ass off. And for all those people that were picking on him because he was the women's coach and all, soccer, dude. You know the game, you know the game. You can coach it. You know, we got to get past this sexist shit that we have in this world. And we're so chauvinistic in this world. And just because one level or the other doesn't change the game. The athletes change the game, of course. But the game is still the same. Doesn't matter what you're playing. You're playing high school baseball, or you're playing college baseball, or you're playing major league baseball. It's still baseball, different levels, but you still got to learn the game itself. So, you know, Neville earning his stripes, as they say. So good stuff. Congratulations to Phil Neville and Inter Miami, man. Wow. Great stuff. All right. So what else do we have that we want to talk about? Gus says, good morning, everybody. Happy 60th birthday to the GOAT, Dan Marino. Really? I didn't even realize it's Dan's birthday. Wow, happy birthday to Dan, dude. That's awesome. That is fantastic. That's one card I'll never sell. I have Marino's rookie card. Never sell that. Never, ever, 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 ever will sell that card. I will always have that card. Some other ones I'll get rid of. That's one... That's for sure. Any one plan on blooding up a loser Bill fan this weekend? No, you're not doing any of that stuff. There's no need for fights, bro, okay? It's sports. Let's have some fun. I've watched those fights, like in Washington, that they beat that guy beat the living crap out of him. What was the other fight that I saw on social media? What was the other it's another game. I think it was the Rams game. Yes, it was the Rams, because it was in the Rams concourse where that fight was going on too. And I listen, here's the – you know what's – okay, I don't want anybody fighting. Okay, so now when I'm about to make light of people fighting at stadiums and all that stuff, which is just moronic, but can I say something funny about all of this? And at the same time, while I'm not trying to make light of it, this is also a suggestion for some people out there, especially women, okay? Women, I want you to understand that men are Neanderthals. That's just what we are. You know, we are a breed that is just, you know, way several notches under the ladies, okay? It just is what it is. So I want to warn you ladies out there about something that you do at stadiums all over the world, and you probably do it in multiple languages, but, you know, I can only understand English, so I'm just going to go over, or Spanish, actually. So I'm just going to give you a bit of advice, ladies, on all of this, okay? If your boyfriend, husband, whatever, is getting in a fight, or you are in a group and your husband's friend or boyfriend or whatever is in a fight, I just want you to know this, all right? Just prepare yourself, ladies. Are you ready? Stop, you guys. Stop. That doesn't work. I just want you to know that. Because in all these videos, there's women all in the back. Stop. Stop. That doesn't work. I just want you to know, in the middle of the fight, they've tuned your ass out. They're not hearing you say anything. It's kind of like football players. Sometimes fans don't realize that sometimes football players or baseball players or basketball players are so psyched. There's crowd noise, but they don't hear it. It's just noise. It's just out there, and they have tuned it out. They're not listening to the individual words that are coming out. Hey, you suck. Your mother wears combat boots, all this kind of stuff. They tune it out because you're just focused on what you're trying to do. And in the middle of a fight, okay, you know, the fat guy's probably trying more to pick up his pants because his ass crack is half out or, you know, whatever, or he's got a shirt over his head or he's got four guys hitting him like in the Rams one, all that kind of stuff. The ladies in the background going, stop, guys, stop, stop. I have never seen that work. Just want you to know, you're better off getting a hose from the wall for fires and spraying the two dudes. Maybe you can separate them that way. You're better off maybe calling security. We don't want you ladies to get in the middle of the fight because then you'll get hurt. But I just want you to know, stop doesn't help. It's not going to do a damn thing. I'm serious. Watch every video you've ever seen of people fighting, and you always hear the women, stop, 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 you guys. Don't do this. And the guys, they're rolling over rolls. They're getting knocked over chairs. They're hitting walls. There's three guys on top of one. There's three against three. And meanwhile, the women, you know, they think the magic word, stop, stop, never works. Just want you to know that. All right, so we got a loaded show today. We got a bunch of things to talk about. I see the chat board is already active. Thank you. Don't forget to smash the hell out of the like button. It is incredibly important that you smash the like button, please, as you all know. Thank you all again. As we told you yesterday, although it went up now it's 1.1 million downloads in the last 30 days. It just continues. I appreciate it, man. You guys are amazing. Over 160,000 downloads in the last couple of days. It has been monstrous, so I appreciate all of you out there with the support. And share the links, as always. Send the links to a friend for YouTube, for the podcast, all of that. If you're podcasting day or night, please smash the like button. Remember, you can always reach out on email at bigoradioshow@yahoo.com. You can also reach out on Twitter. Follow us on Twitter, man. I encourage you to follow us on Twitter at Big O Show. You can find out everything going on the show, appearances, all of that kind of stuff. Friday will be at Caneswear. So in 2 days, we got two appearances this week. Friday at Caneswear in Davie. You can get your Inner Miami gear there, man. They're on a roll. And then Sunday, we're at Sports Grill in Miami Lakes for our pre- and post-game show for the Dolphins and the Bills, which you can go to Caneswear and get some Dolphin gear there. They've got Dolphin gear. They've got Panthers gear. They've got Heat gear. They've got Inter Miami gear. They've got Marlins gear. And, of course, it is Canes heaven there at Caneswear.com. All right? So a lot of stuff there. Let's see. HM says, I got in a fight at the OB during a Jets game. most fights, whether school, bar, or event, it's usually over a woman and alcohol is involved. Sometimes it happens. Yeah, it happens. I see Steve Chapman, by the way, got his crown as the number one man in at 7:02 in the morning. Tino Williams was right after, and then Rich V, Jimmy 10, Jamie Zorrilla, GP Trap Hewitt is in. Thomas Jensen says, good morning, Big O. So glad to find you again to listen to you, your no sugarcoating opinions, and keep it real. Well, thank you, Thomas. I appreciate you, sir. Thank you. Welcome back. We've been doing this for a while now, so thank you. You're able to see, this is why Thomas Jensen is a great example why I tell you to smash the like button, because that makes the show on the algorithms. It allows it to pop up more when people are searching for Miami Dolphins or Miami Heat or Canes content or Inter Miami or whatever, or just sports talk. we will pop up more, and then that will allow us to grow and bring more subscribers, more people, you know, also following on at the podcast and downloading the podcast, all of those things. Remember, you guys are going to help us grow. You want to eliminate this local radio crap that's full of commercials and politics and garbage that they, you know, all that stuff that they, unfortunately, you have to go by when you work for these stinking corporations. This is it right here. Where you get Omar Kelly, where you get Ira Winderman, where you get Alan Pupar, where you get Joe Shad, where you get Manny Navarro, where you get Clay Ferraro, where you get Michelle Kaufman today. We cover all sports. Can't wait for hockey to start and get that thing going. I want the Marlins to be relevant, man. Believe it or not, I really want the Marlins to be relevant. Please give Kim Ng a checkbook. Please? Can we give Kim Ng a checkbook? The woman can't do her job if, you know, don't be blaming Kim Ng if they don't come across, they don't cross the line there and get to the playoffs. That's not her fault if they don't allow her to spend some money. So somebody better allow that woman to spend some money, because she cannot be a good, you know, baseball operational person without money. I mean, if you're going to go on the cheap, that's not going to work. So Omar says, sucks, lost to Raekwon Davis for at least 3 weeks. Yeah, I know it sucks. It sucks. But, hey, listen, go look around the league. There's a lot of people that are going down. I mean, hey, look, put it this way. We could be the Ravens. I'm just saying. What do they have, like 15 people on the IR already? They've lost like 87 running backs, and they signed 87 more after that? Man, let's be grateful. We're not too bad off. And they didn't play well this week, and they won. They won with balls, and that's awesome. Because I know this, they're going to play better. They're going to improve. We got the coach that makes them get better every week and every year. And I expect a better year this year. And they already started. They're already better. That's the beauty. They're already 1-0. It's freaking awesome, dude. I mean, come on. He didn't go 1-0 the first 2 years. So they're already better. That's... Again, I always tell you guys, macro. Don't go micro. Go macro. What's going on overall? That's what you got to go by. All right, what else do we have? Just saw Mike Tannenbaum say the Dolphins screwed up taking Tua, and they regret not taking Herbert, and it will haunt them for years. And they say the front office has no clue. Isn't he a failed GM? So why are you listening to him, Manuel, and why are you quoting him? I'm just saying, dude, you know, it's just like, why are you worried about what he says? You saw him in action here. It's not like it's something that was better. And to be giving up on Tua already, it's like ridiculous. That's fine. I mean, you know, Drew Brees didn't do anything for 3 years. Okay. All right, you know, players, you got to give them some time. Actually, I shouldn't even insult Tua with the Drew Brees example. That sounds weird, doesn't it? And I mean this because Tua clearly outplayed Brees with a bad hip in his first year. I mean, let's have some fun. Let's look at the early Drew Brees stats. See, the problem is that there isn't perspective here. And we want content to just shock people because we have to do it that way, because that's what's going to get eyes on there and people to download it and panic and all this kind of crap. Let me see here. Okay, there we go. All right, because I'm pretty sure Breeze's stats early in his career were really, really bad. 2021, he only played one game, so already Drew Brees did better, one TD. Second year, he played 16 games and threw 17 touchdowns and 16 interceptions. So let's do this. Let's have some fun. Measure Drew Brees' second year to Tua, and Brees wasn't coming back from a hip surgery. And then his third year was 11 touchdowns and 15 interceptions, and then he took off 27-7, and then – the rest is Hall of Fame history. But no, let's just overreact. You know, What the hell? It's just perspective, man. Perspective. Okay? Perspective. If I didn't like the kid, I'd tell you I didn't like the kid, and I don't think he can play, but I think he can play. And I don't overreact with a lot of this stuff going on. They won, right? Last time I checked, they won, right? Okay, good. The kid won more than he lost last year, right? With a bad hip. He threw more touchdowns than he lost, than interceptions, right? With a bad hip. Okay, well, he already outplayed Drew Brees in his first year. Let's see. Let's see if he can outplay Drew Brees in his second year. And everybody gave up on Drew Brees. Just happens, man. This is nothing new in this league. And to just, you know, cast people aside. And then imagine, he then suffers a shoulder injury. He never even had a strong arm coming out of Purdue, but then he suffers a shoulder injury. So, again, gotta kind of slow your roll, as they say. And the best thing you do is don't listen to Mike Tannenbaum. It's like when some of you reach out to me and you're quoting Colin Cowherd. And I laugh because since I've done this for a long time, I can tell the hosts that live off of their producers and that they really aren't watching the games themselves. And that's one of those kind of dudes that lives off of his producers doing all the work and setting everything up for them. And so that's why Mike Tannenbaum, are you kidding me? That's where you're going to quote? Don't do that to yourself, my brother. Let's see. Tannenbaum is out of a job. His opinion doesn't matter. His actions got him fired. He's trying to make money by giving what he thinks are hot takes. Exactly. Hawaii Dolphin says Tua and Waddle will be the best dual threat for years to come, period. I think it's going to be a fantastic combination. I'm with you, man. I'm with you because that kid is going to be so difficult to cover, especially from the slot. Because from the slot, you can use the entire field. Whereas when you're on the outside, obviously you've got to go from the outside in or outside down. From that slot, you can go in multiple directions and obviously up the field. And a guy like Waddle who can change directions on a dime, it behooves you to leave him there in the slot and just create havoc. And as I told you yesterday, Waddle is going to force some teams to move one of their boundary corners. If they can play in the slot, they're going to move them inside at times. But that's the beauty of adding Will Fuller this week, because now you've got two burners that are going to absolutely terrorize the defense. Albert Wilson had his opportunity this past week and didn't do anything with it. So now Will Fuller will take over, and we'll see how everything then gets handled from here on out. And it should, in this game, things with Gesicki should open up also. New England did a nice job of bracketing and trying to keep Gesicki out of the mix, and they did exactly that. And Tua was smart enough not to force it into Gesicki. You know, the other night with Derek Carr, it felt like he forced some throws at times where there were several people, you know, around the football. And it was kind of weird that he would keep going to certain people that were clearly covered. One time he threw one where there were four people around the football, and you're like, dude, you're playing with fire. And it was crazy. He did it a couple times. And so I give Tua credit that whatever they were doing with Gesicki, he felt like, okay, this is going to put me in some danger of a turnover. I'm going to stay away from it. And listen, that's what Belichick is known. He's going to find a way to take something out so then the game plan becomes a little easier in their eyes. And listen, it was a good game plan because it was a 17-16 game. Both teams had a chance to win. Miami was the one that was able to pull it out, which was pretty cool. All right. Remember, many ways to reach out to the program. Yahoo email, Twitter, Big O Show, YouTube, of course. You can chime in on the chat board. We've got the Pallet Rack City Inside the Paint Show coming up here at the top of the hour. Remember, you can send the guys questions here on the chat board as always. That's a nice way to communicate with the fellas. Don't forget, Cash App and Venmo is a way you can also support the show. Cash Big O Show. That's Cash Big O Show. Let's see what we have here on the chat board. Ronald says, I have a feeling Flo didn't want to show too much. He knows we need to beat the Bills. They need to beat every divisional opponent, my brother. There's only 17 games. So I think they tried to win the game, and they showed whatever they had to do. Gus 1388 says, Big O, Joe Rose mentioned you this morning about his retirement. He was asked by Zach in Hollywood to confirm. He had no comment. We're going to miss him, bro. We're going to miss him. He's worked his as I said the other day, in the electronic media, I don't think anybody's ever worked harder than Joe. What Joe did, has done, to do the morning show in TV for as long as he has, it's incredibly impressive. And the other thing about Joe that he doesn't get enough credit for is that being a former athlete, and I've been, again, in this business a long time, most former athletes are lazy. Most former athletes only know one sport. Most former athletes won't be following or watching any other sport that they don't know. You know, that kind of stuff. That's not Joe. Joe worked his ass off on every level. So, yeah, he will be missed. As I told you, he'll retire. 560 will go by the wayside. They will eliminate 560. It'll become, I don't know what it's going to become, talk or brokered or whatever. It won't be a sports station. They'll keep 790. And here's the other one. If you want another kicker on top of all of that, don't be surprised in 2022 Odyssey's filing for bankruptcy. Just like Clear Channel did years ago. They're still bleeding a ton of money. They're still cutting everywhere all over the country. They're still cutting because they bought too many stations. They don't know what the hell they're doing. It's a shame, but that's the world we live in, man. It's a tough business. Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be in the radio business. Okay? And maybe the newspaper business, if you ask Ira Winderman, as we caught him again, taking off his glasses. I love how I can always catch him taking off the glasses. Good morning, gents.
What glasses? Glasses? What glasses?
Right, Ira? Mama, don't let your babies grow up to be in the radio or newspaper business, correct?
Yeah, or mama, let your babies understand how to evolve. And that's the thing. And you've done it to a degree. Honestly, Joe has done it to a degree with his Dolphins color commentary,
yeah, man,
and moving into other areas. You know what? Mama, let your kids grow up to be versatile. That's the deal. And that's really true in any business. I'm sure Clay appreciates that also in the changing broadcast business, whether it's podcasts, whether it's stuff that his station's putting on Facebook and things like that. That's the one thing I said is I would never let myself people say, hey, that's one guy who grew old and wouldn't change with the times. You can find me on Twitter. You can find me on Ask Ira. You can find me a lot more online. My mom always asked, you didn't write today? I said, no, mom, I wrote online a lot. I just didn't write as much on the paper, in the paper. You have to be able to evolve. And you know what? Oh, those who evolve remain relevant and remain visible. And I think that's important also. You can't trust the process anymore. You really have to put more trust in yourself.
Oh, there's no doubt
about
that.
That's so well said. That's so well said. I got nothing to add to that. Yeah, like when I was coming out, it was, everybody, I think, had this vision of what it's like to get into television. It's like, oh, it's glamour, it's this, it's that. And it's not, especially not in sports. There's a lot of, you better learn to shoot. You better learn to film. And we had to walk around with these, the large beta cameras. And, you know, you're talking 25, 30 pounds, which, I mean, that's not like enormous. And yet when you're holding it for a long time. But I remember distinctly when sports director for the local NBC station came and told our class that, my senior year at Virginia Tech, I looked around and the looks on the faces of the people, it was just like, I'm going to have to do that. And I was like, all right, I don't have to worry about you. I don't have to worry about you. I don't have to worry about you. And I don't have to worry about you. Because like Ira said, you have to be versatile. You have to learn to do a lot of things. And Big O, like you just said about Joe, you have to bust your rear end. I mean, have to be willing to. Hey, I didn't mean for this whole thing to turn into a like how to tell kids how to get into any one of these media businesses. But it's very simple. And it's like a lot of things. Like Ira said, be versatile. Be willing to bust your rear end and be ready to bust your rear end. And that's how you get into this.
You mean, Clay, they have no idea it took you like 12 hours to do that 2-minute piece? because you had to do the press conference,
it's so
the interview,
true.
The
it's
editing,
so
and all that stuff. Because yeah. I always yeah. laugh at that, yeah. right? Because people watch it, and they watch this piece you made for 90 seconds, 2 minutes, and, you know, they just cast it aside like nothing, and they don't realize all the crap that you had to go through all day long yep. waiting for a press conference, waiting for player access, the editing, the stand-up, everything else. And it's just, you know, people don't realize it's – it's not as glamorous as you make it out to be, but in the end, it's work, man. And we love it.
Love it. And it's not, you know, nobody's complaining here. We do what we love, and it doesn't feel like work, but just be ready. And that's something to your point, Joe has done for years, and love the guy.
Yeah. If I was complaining, then I would have quit this business when I left QAM and not continue to, you know, march on. Obviously, if we're doing this, it's because I love it. And you know what I also love? The Pallet Rack City Inside the Paint Show. That's next.